Etherington duality breaking, gravitational lensing in non-metric spacetimes versus intrinsic alignments, by Eileen Sophie Giesel et al. The Etherington distance duality relation is well established for metric theories of gravity, and confirms the duality between the luminosity distance and the angular diameter distance through the conservation of surface brightness. A violation of the Etherington distance duality due to lensing in a non-metric spacetime would lead to fluctuations in surface brightness of galaxies. Likewise, fluctuations of the surface brightness can arise in classical astrophysics as a consequence of intrinsic tidal interaction of galaxies with their environment. Therefore, we study these in two cases in detail. Firstly, for intrinsic size fluctuations and the resulting changes in surface brightness, and secondly, for an area metric spacetime as an example of a non-metric spacetime where the distance duality relation itself acquires modifications. We compare the auto and cross correlations of the angular spectra in these two cases and show that the fluctuations in intrinsic brightness can potentially be measured with a cumulative signal to noise ratio sigma, L, is greater than or equal to 3 in an Euclid-like survey. The measurement in area metric spacetimes, however, depends on the specific parameter choices, which also determine the shape and amplitude of the spectra. While lensing surveys do have sensitivity to lensing-induced surface brightness fluctuations in area metric spacetimes, the measurement does not seem to be possible for natural values of the Etherington breaking parameters. This was Etherington duality breaking, gravitational lensing in non-metric spacetimes versus intrinsic alignments, by Eileen Sophie Giesel et al.